Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
It is that time again, the Earshot 20, another week, another countdown for you right here on your radio, or maybe your iPod, or maybe your listening device, depending on how you're listening to us, because maybe it's on the radio, but perhaps it is on some kind of personal device, like you podcast the show through iTunes, or you download it. If you're that dedicated, I actually want to know if there's anybody who's that dedicated that they actually download the program and listen to it.
And well, there are. It gets downloads. It tells me on the website.
Oh. Well, thank you very much. You're increasing our star power.
What?
I don't know.
This is the weirdest beginning to the radio show of
all
time.
I know. Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. There you go. I'm Anthony. I'm in Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we are about to count down, as we do every week, the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. What will you find if you go to that website? I know you ask every week, and so we tell you.
That was quite a tangent that you went on.
I was interested. I'm actually legitimately interested if someone downloads the program just for listening pleasure, or if it's a station downloading the program. But
yes, Earshot has an exclamation mark at the very beginning, so don't let that throw you for a loop. It is earshot-online.com, the National Campus and Community Radio report from the National Campus and Community Radio Association, published every single week, the entire national top 50. And we bring you the top 20 albums or selections from those albums every single week on this radio program. The charts combined from all kinds of fine community radio stations across Canada submitting their top 30 albums, and then that becomes the top 50. There's also specialty charts for electronic hip-hop, international, folk, jazz, blues, and much more, as well as features including interviews and reviews, and you have Joel Plaskett on there right now, Viet Cong, the Gay 90s, all kinds of stuff. Go check it out, earshot-online.com.
And if you want to get in touch with us, you can do it a few ways. earshot20@gmail.com, that's our email. facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out, all are great ways to connect if you are an emerging artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. Happy to do that for you in the form of playing something from your latest release and also giving you an interview. So that's a lot of fun. A lot of good stuff coming our way, and Ian Kelly will be joining us on the program. That's who we're featuring this week. As well, we have an interview with Jessica Jalbert from Faith Healer. She is, well, it's just her right now, but her intention is that perhaps she can branch out, and the reason that she named the band, I air quote the band, you can't see that, but I'm so
you better point out that you're doing that. I was going to do it for you.
The band is so that she can work on some stuff maybe in the future with some other folks. So chat with her a little later on in the program in the second hour. Of course, Stephen Karlick joining us for your music news. All kinds of great stuff coming your way in terms of that. We have the lowdown and the top 20. How much movement, Brian?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a shakeup this week. Will Butler was in the show for a couple weeks, and he's down from number 19 to number 29. Siskiyou at number 36 this week, falling from number 18, and Samantha Savage-Smith from number 37 down to number 17. But we have no fewer than four or five brand new records in the charts this week to bring you, and then you'll have to wait to see what hits are number one this week.
All right, well, let's kick it all off with number 20.
All right, we're going to hear from Father John Misty at number 20. Down from number 16 is I Love You, Honey Bear. You're going to hear track When You're Smiling and Astride Me. Twin River at number 19, dropping 10 spots, Should the Light Go Out, and a track called Laugh It Off. And we hear the new record, the new self-titled collaboration record from Soons and Jerusalem in My Heart at number 18. It debuted at number 23 last week. And we're going to close this set of music out with a track called Metal.
All right, here's your number 20 this week, Father John Misty. It is the Earshot 20.
Darling, I love you as you are when you're alone. I'd never try to change you as if I could, and if I were to, what's the part that I can hardly believe I found you, and I'm terrified by that.
Shot 20. Number 19. Earshot 20. Number 18.
That was Metal by Soons and Jerusalem in My Heart from their new self-titled collaboration record. Before that, Twin River, Laugh It Off from the record Should the Light Go Out at number 19, Dan for number 9. And at number 20, dropping for number 16, starting us all off was Father John Misty. I Love You Honey Bear is his new record, and you heard When You're Smiling and Astride Me.
Ian Kelly released his LP All These Lines in 2013. He's on tour now and has a video out for his current single, I'm On Your Side. Ian is on the phone to chat with us about the touring. Ian, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
So you're on a pretty extensive Canadian tour, having just completed the Ontario region, now on to the East Coast and soon to be on the West Coast. In the midst of all this, are you doing any writing or prep for future releases, future projects as well?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually what I'm doing today. I'm writing some songs in French, though, at the moment, so I've been working on that, and I've got a few projects lined up in the studio, so definitely, yeah.
The East Coast tour, which is happening this month, has you all over the Maritimes. Is there anywhere in particular that you visit and love going back to?
Well, I haven't really been around that much in the Maritimes, so hopefully I'll get to discover some new favorite places. I've played in Halifax and Moncton before, and I toured with Sarah Sleen, opening for her in 2012, I think. So I think that's the last time that I was in St. John.
And let's chat about your single, I'm On Your Side, and the video that you released for it. It's a really cool concept. I love the video. Where did the idea come from for that video?
Well, it was Jenik's idea. That's the person that directed the video. And she's also the person that's doing all the graphic artwork for my stuff since, you know, since 10 years ago now, because we've been friends since that time. Actually, I've known her for 20 years now. That I'm 36, so most of my life. And she's a great artist, and she's a great graphic designer, and she's doing more and more videos and stuff these days, and it was really her concept that we shot.
It's awesome. And so this year sounds like a busy one for you. It's lots going on, and lots more on the way for 2015.
Yeah, absolutely. I also, you know, I have my own label, and so I have other bands on the label that I'm working with, and I'm producing other people's albums, and so yeah, I like being busy. When I'm not busy, I feel I'm not like I'm doing something wrong. So, and like I couldn't like watch a movie in the middle of the afternoon. I'd feel too guilty. So I gotta work. I always have to work, but working. I work in a field that I just love, so it doesn't feel like work.
That's awesome. Well, we wish you success, and you can find more from iankellymusic.com, and you're going to hear the single right now, I'm On Your Side. Ian, thanks for chatting with us.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Here is I'm On Your Side from Ian Kelly. Stick around. There's more of the charts to come as well. It's the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
You say you need this, you deserve to own it now. You can't afford it, still you're getting it somehow. And the dance you step into when the monthly fee is overdue. You will still feel me in the earth under. You're acting crazy. If you stop loving the sun, has it only just begun? Can your love for me still make you run? There's always something new. Could you write down a thought or two? Let's see, what do we have in here? Then our hearts turn to gold. I'm never lonely. All I want is to be here. All I need is you around, in a home where we are safe and sound. There's always something new. Could you I
Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 17. Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
You won't believe.
grown cold. Where do we draw the line and put this on the line? Where do we draw the lines and stray so far with these desires? Magic hands, as if it springs up and is born from inside. But the real spell surrounds, transcendent and wild.
That was The Great Bear by Great Lake Swimmers. Their new record, A Force of Arms, debuted at number 32 last week, and it's into our show this week at number 16. Capachao at number 17, down from 14 with the record Collected Output As of Now, and a track called Bang Bang. And we also heard from Ian Kelly in there, and we heard a selection from his new release. That was a track called I'm On Your Side.
All right, we're going to take a break from the charts right now and head to the phone line. You guessed it. Stephen Karlick is on the phone, and we're going to be chatting music news. Stephen, of course, the senior editor at Exclaim Magazine and a very big friend and partner of ours here. Brian and I were talking, Stephen, actually, last week about the episodes we're approaching. I think this might be 150, or next week is 150 for our episodes, and you have been a major part of that for quite some time. So we really do thank you for being part of the Earshot 20.
Well, thank you. I wonder how many this has been for me. I was just thinking, there's no way I've done 150 yet.
No, not yet. There's been some weeks that we've missed because of Christmas break, but you're getting up there. You've got to be at least in the high 40s, maybe even 50 with us. So,
ooh, well, we should celebrate. Let's just call it the 50th.
Yeah, the 50th for Stephen, yeah. Yeah. All right, so that's good. We love the music news that you bring us every week, and of course we have some this week. We're going to start it off with some news. If you're a fan of Les Jupes, you're not going to be too happy about this.
Yeah, we're getting the bad news out of the way first here, and that's that Les Jupes have unfortunately broken up. Particularly, I mean, we just reviewed their new album, and we referred to the indie rock unit, they're from Winnipeg, referred to them as, quote, Canada's next great band. So unfortunately, that's not to be. Frontman Michael Petkow-Falk announced the news in a lengthy open letter. From the sound of things, the breakup isn't particularly amicable. He wrote that Les Jupes have been a, quote, pretty dysfunctional band, and admitted that they've sometimes conducted themselves with, quote, entitlement, laziness, egos, self-righteousness, and willful ignorance, unfortunately. Rather than tour with a backup band of hired guns, Falk has decided to put an end to the project for good. He admitted that he's not sure what the next move will be, but that he intends to keep writing songs and working with other artists in the studio. The silver lining to all of this is that Falk says they've gotten, quote, pretty good. And you can hear that on their new album. It's called Some Kind of Family. It is a great album. You can hear it at exclaim.ca, and you can read the unfortunate letter about their breakup.
Well, it is unfortunate, and to just put out, I wonder what dynamic that is, to just put out an album. So clearly they probably won't be touring the album.
Yeah, I suppose not. Who knows? Maybe 10 years down the road.
Well, we'll see what happens. And on to other news. There's an app out that someone from Death Cab for Cutie's not too impressed with.
Yeah, not too many people are particularly impressed by Jay-Z's new streaming service and app. It's called Tidal, and it was unveiled a few weeks ago with sort of a lot of pomp and circumstance. Artists such as Madonna, Nicki Minaj, Jack White, Jay-Z, Kanye West, and Daft Punk, and quite a few others were there to sort of cut the ribbon on it, and they were all signed big checks. It was sort of being hailed as the next big thing, especially that it would be respecting artists. But now a number of artists, including Death Cab for Cutie's Ben Gibbard, is one of them. Gibbard explained his beef with the service, which seems to be that the music's wealthiest artists complaining about the streaming world's payment structures doesn't jive with him. He says, quote, "If I had been Jay-Z, I would have brought out 10 artists that were underground or independent and said, these are the people who are struggling to make a living in today's music industry. Whereas this competitor streaming site pays this person 15 cents for X amount of streams, that same amount of streams on my site will pay that artist this much." Ben Gibbard continues, "I think they totally blew it by bringing out a bunch of millionaires and billionaires and propping them up on stage and then having them all complain about not being paid. It was a wonderful opportunity squandered to highlight what this service would mean for artists who are struggling and to make a plea to people's hearts and pocketbooks to pay a little more for this service that was going to pay these artists a more reasonable streaming rate, and they didn't do it. That's why this thing is going to fail miserably." So they're harsh words, but he does join a chorus of musicians who are speaking out against Tidal. As for myself, I haven't seen anything about the service that makes it seem particularly worth joining. And apparently there have been some weird practices that people have alluded to online, other music journalists. I don't think the rollout is going as Jay-Z planned, so we may not be hearing too much more about Tidal, but that remains to be seen.
Well, and he has a point. I mean, if you're going to make claims about being a more inclusive service, then you should be inclusive.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough thing. There are just so many streaming services, and that's a whole other can of worms.
For sure. All right, we will finish it up in this hour of the program talking about some festival news, and we've been talking a lot about festivals over the last couple of weeks. Lots of announcements, and this is Sandbanks.
Yeah, this is a cool little festival that maybe not a lot of people have heard of. Ontario Provincial Park Sandbanks is hosting its annual Sandbanks New Waves Festival. It will come to the park on September 19th, 2015. So they'll close out the summer that way, and organizers have now announced this year's lineup of artists, which is a cool, intimate sort of lineup. Sarah Harmer is the headliner, but also on the bill are Apostle of Hustle, Thus Owls, Aurora, Miracle Fortress, Students and Jerusalem in My Heart, and Folly and Hunter. Tickets for the single-day event are only $30, and you can buy them online. It's a very cool little festival, and apparently Sandbanks is just absolutely beautiful. I just booked my campground for this summer, so hopefully all the rumors are true. But a very cool festival to check out, especially if you're into that sort of folksy Canadian tunes.
Sounds like fun. All right, we will get back to the charts. Stephen, we're going to get you to stick around, and we'll be back with you in the second hour of the program. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear We Are the Champion by King Kong and Barbecue Show at number 15. Their newest record, Bad News Boys, debuted last week at number 25. After that, we're going to hear from Moon from the album of the same name at number 14. Down from 8 is Holy Mountain.
It doesn't matter how far away.
Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Holy Mountain by Moon from their self-titled debut at number 14, down from number 8. And in before that, we heard King Khan and Barbecue Show. They have a new record out called Bad News Boys. It's at number 15, up from 25. And we heard the track, We Are the Champion.
All right, we have a few more tracks to bring you. I just have to say that Barbecue Show, they win for just talking about something that I truly love. If any of you know me, you know that I love to barbecue. It's one of my favorite things to do. That's why I am so fond of the summer. I've already had two or three, and I plan on having many, many more before the before the end of the summer, but love it. Three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. We're not going to delay. We'll let you know what's coming in at number 13.
They drop one spot. It's Modest Mouse. Their release is called Strangers to Ourselves. Here Here's Ansel.
Hey! Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
Rising to number 11 this week from 15, that was Milk and Bone from their debut on Bonsund, Little Morning. You heard Elephant. We also heard Silhouettes by Viet Cong at number 12, down from number 3 from their self-titled debut. And rising, actually dropping one spot, was Modest Mouse, number 13, Strangers to Ourselves, and a track called Ansel, kicking off that set of tunes.
And that is the first 10 of the top 20. Complete big thanks again to Ian Kelly for joining us on the program. Good luck to him on his tour. And also to Stephen Karlick for the music news in this hour of the program. Of course, catch up with him in the second hour as well. So if you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We are counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And we do this every week. week out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. We record and broadcast here first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening if you download the program from radioforall.net or podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And stick around, because in the next hour of the program, we have your top 10, your lowdown, music news, and an interview with Jessica Gilbert from Faith Healer. It's all coming up after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.